Welcome to Port Washington Vikings basketball here at Herrick High School. I'm Chris Pina alongside Adam Jackman for the final regular season game of this Vikings squad before they look and focus their attention to the postseason. The Vikings sit at 7-4 in the conference with a total record of 10-8. Herrick sits at 6-10 in the conference, 3-10. So let's go a little bit through the Port stats in here in our pregame show. The Port Washington Vikings are in AA2. They are third place behind the Westbury and above East Meadow. They average about 54.7 points per game. And the second and fourth quarters have been the two highest scoring quarters for this team. So those are the two quarters we should really focus on and see how the Vikings respond. As this is a crucial game, it will determine, although the Vikings already clinched, it will determine their seeding in the playoffs. And a win will help get the easiest opponent come playoff. The top scorers for the Vikings, Connor Shanahan, who averages around 11 points per game, and Garrett Ressa, who averages 10.2 points per game. Both seniors, you will not see them next year as they will head off to college. Port has spread out the scoring this year with four games of 10-plus scorers. And big news, Daniel Dash, the big man, 6'8", tore his ACL in the past game. And he is out for the year with that, obviously. So, Adam, I want to talk a little bit about this. Who's going to step up for Port Washington? Who's the next guy? As since Dash goes down, Garrett stays in his spot. We see Spear probably going to replace Dash's spot. So who's the guy who comes off the bench where Spear would normally?
Well, in my opinion, starting lineup is going to look like this for tonight's game. Connor Shanahan, Garrett Ressa, Mark Daly, Jack Stolper, and Ben Spear. Now, the guy to replace in that big man spot, I think, will be Matt Schmitz. And I'll tell you why. The young sophomore has proven himself more than the junior Lewis Blakeman has. And, you know, despite Lewis Blakeman having a good week in practice, I think Dooley might give it to Schmitz tonight to see how he does. If he doesn't prove it to himself, he may give it to the junior Blakeman in the playoff game. We'll just have to see how those two play tonight, because I think they're in some real competition for that spot as they go down the stretch here, Chris.
That's some good points there. Now, Adam, let's talk a little bit about the Herricks team.
Yeah, the Herricks Highlanders, as Chris said, they're 6-10 and they're 3-10 in the conference. In class AA2, they are 6th in the rankings behind East Meadow and in front of Hicksville. They score 47 points per game, and the quarter to watch out for is their third quarter, right after halftime, where they score 12.4 points per third quarter. The Herricks Highlanders will be missing out on the playoffs this year after a 12 seed berth last year. They were 7-12 and they barely made the playoffs with that record, but they will not make the playoffs as they do have 12 losses this season. They are losing two valuable seniors, however, Andrew Imperatore, who scored 12.6 points per game, the Rider University baseball commit, and Jordan Idosbe, averaging 14.9 points per game. He scored 22 in the last game in their loss to Plainview, 56-54 on the road. Herricks has not had this many losses since the 2014-15 season. We're looking, and Coach Tom Kinsella has coached since 2002. He's at a 0.39 winning percentage, not the greatest for Herricks, and they'll look to maybe get a win to try to salvage this this non-playoff year. Just looking for the matchup between Port and Herricks, Port beat Herricks 66-43 back on Monday, January 15th. Garrett Ressa had a season high of 22 that game, and Jordan Idosbe had 13. Port has the lead in the all-time matchup, 4-3 in that record. Now going to the playoff picture in Conference AA. In Conference AA2, the only playoff impact game tonight besides our game is between Plainview JFK and Baldwin. Baldwin is number one in Conference AA with an 11-0 record. In Conference AA2, Oceanside plays Uniondale, Hempstead plays Farmingdale, Massapequa plays Syosset. In Conference AA3, Calhoun plays MacArthur, Valley Stream Central against Manhasset, and Mepham Great Neck South. Potential seeding right now as we go into the final game of the season. Baldwin number one, Uniondale two, Great Neck South, Westbury, Syosset, Calhoun, Oceanside, Valley Stream Central. Port sits at 9th in the standings, one shy of a home game playoff, and Farmingdale, Manhasset, and East Meadow round out the bottom. So that'll do it for our pregame report. I'm Adam Jackson alongside Chris Vina, and we are seconds away from game time here between the Herricks Highlanders and the Port Washington Vikings.
The tip is won by big man Garrett Resser. He's out to Mark Daly. Daly on the left side gets trapped in the corner. Back out to Melconi and on the left side. Looks across at Resser, top of the key. Over to Shanahan. Cutting inside, Daly back out. Schmitz fakes the three, looks inside. Back outside to Shanahan. Shanahan chucks up a three, no good. And Schmitz unable to get the rebound. Rebound by Herricks, number 32, Greg Capella. Up the other way come the Highlanders. It's Jordan Adaspe looking around. Back outside, it's Grau. Top of the key, it's Adaspe. He looks around, guarded by Shanahan. 7:23, no score so far. Back across, number four in Portere with the ball. Cuts in with a nice Euro step, and it's good. First points of the game for Herricks.
Schmitz
puts up a three. It's good from the right corner Matt Schmitz immediately strikes back with some points of his own, and the Vikings take the early lead 3-2.
As I said early on, Schmitz is going to look to play well to secure his spot in replacement for Daniel Dash.
Shots put up, no good from Ibalska, and Ressa with the rebound. Here comes Melkonian on the right elbow. Looks around, he has Shanahan on the left wing. Shanahan cuts inside, takes two steps, looks like a travel there. And they're going to call a jump ball in favor of Harris.
Well, it was blocked there very cleanly. Shanahan had nowhere to go. He didn't really look like he had anywhere to go to begin with, as now the Vikings will get the full court press as Harris gets it into Adaspe. Adaspe going to SUNY Cortland for basketball, furthering his basketball career there.
Well, here comes point guard. Adaspe picks the long side. It's Imperator. Guarded by Daly, puts up a shot in and out as he looks to make his way inside on the left-hand side. Mark Daly, he falls over, gets knocked over, and they're going to call a foul against Dino Gelaris. I believe it's a block.
6:08 remaining. That was a good foul by getting that foul by Mark Daly right there. He just went in for the contact and he got as he gets it out to Joe Malconian near the half-court line.
And it's Shanahan. Looks around at the elbow. Outside Schmitz. Schmitz fakes the three. They're going to call a travel against him, and it's Herrick's ball.
And that just shows the inexperience of the sophomore there. He should have put up the three early in this game. He already hit one. It was a nice, easy shot there from the wing. He didn't take it. He traveled, and now Herrick's will have the ball back with 5:59. Court leads 3-2.
Well, Imperator looked inbounded to Gelaris, almost stripped away by Melkonian. Ball moving here, it's Capel, hands off back to Ibalska, puts on the brakes, tries to force it across, Imperator corrupts it after a risky pass, he puts up a nice move, and trickles off the rim, no good, as he cut to the inside and put up a baby hook. Here comes Schmitz, Schmitz wide open, fakes a three, Daly's wide open, he puts it up, it's good, Mark Daly downtown, 6-2 Vikings.
And that was a beautiful assist by Matt Schmitz, good shot fake, he knew he could have got blocked there, gave it to Mark Daly, open three, now Vikings are up by four.
Well, Growl looks across, he got his man, no good, shot by Capel, inside, and Ressa heading the other way, nice pass to Shanahan, boots up a layup, it's good, from the left-hand side, timeout called by Herrick's Highlanders coach Kinsella.
Well, it's never a good sign when you're calling a timeout this early in the game, only 3 minutes in, and Herrick's is down by six, and I'll tell you why. Their defense is atrocious. The zone there, the man-to-man they're playing in is not working right now, and Vikings have been taking advantage of that in the fast break, and really been able to get a lot of open shots as this game has gone along. Matt Schmitz, as we've said, he's going to need to play well, and he has so far. He's got an assist. He's got an assist, and he's made a three to contribute to this lead as the Vikings will get back out there. Their same starters back on the floor as game progresses, and Imperator will try to get it out.
Well, gives it away to Melkonian, who's able to put it up for an easy 2 points. Right off the inbound, nothing doing there, Adam.
Well, Vikings continue to play aggressive as Adaspe is bringing it up. Full court press work right there.
And here comes Shanahan guarding him. He looks across and almost gives it away. It's Imperator driving. Look outside. Gelaris puts up a shot. It's good off the hook with the right hand. Make that 10-4 favor of the Vikings.
A nice little floater there, but a lot of dangerous cross-court passes for the Highlanders are really putting them in risky territory.
Well, Shanahan puts up a jump shot on the fadeaway out right outside the paint. No good. And it's Daly and Imperator fighting for the ball. Jump ball this time is going to favor the Vikings.
Well, I think it's actually going to favor the Vikings right now, even though the possession arrow is pointing to Herrick's. I'm not sure that the scoring table has it right, but Shanahan will bring it out from the baseline.
He aims it right to Ressa for two easy points. Herrick has given up so many easy plays so far, and that's resulted in a 12-4 game, not even halfway into the quarter.
Well, it's been the Vikings, I think, offense that really has done him in. Adaspe takes the three, misses it.
And it's Greg Capel wide open just for the putback. Nobody even there to box out.
Well, no one's rebounding, and now you see the loss of Daniel Dash, who always goes up for that rebound.
Daly fakes the three, puts up a shot from the foul line, no good. Schmitz tries to get the rebound. It's taken by Gelaris.
High scoring quarter so far, halfway through.
looks across, shot, jump shot put up, no good from Grau. Rebound by Ressa. And Shanahan, the left wing, gets it to Schmitz. Schmitz in the corner, puts up a three. Matt Schmitz, it's good from downtown. Matt Schmitz with 6 points early on.
And Matt Schmitz continuing to show Coach Julie why he deserves to be in this game with his assists and his 6 points so far. 15-6 for the Vikings, 3:28 remaining.
Well, here comes Idaspe. Nice move on Shanahan. Puts up a shot on the dribble drive, no good.
And he's put up a lot of those wide floaters as Shanahan takes a three.
And no good from Shanahan. Daly fights to keep it alive. He does, and he gets to Melkonian. Melkonian, Shanahan, top of the key, guarded by Imperator. Back out Daly. Daly looks to cut. Jump shot, no good. He's almost able to take it away after a steal after the rebound, but it's Jalaris given to Imperator, and he will bring it across.
It's like Herrick says the ball has hot potato for them as they're just giving it up left and right and they can't hold on to it. But as Imperator brings it up the key, 2:49 remaining, down by nine.
And it's Capel back outside. It's Idaspe, the captain for Herrick. Looks to go nowhere. He's blocked by Schmitz as he looks cut inside. And, I mean, the Vikings have really shut down those little dribble drive plays that we've seen Herrick's so far this year. They've been doing that, but nothing doing here.
I don't really think they're even dribble drive plays. I think they really have nowhere to go. They're forcing cross-court passing. They're forcing up the floater shots that really haven't been effective.
Well, this time it's successful. It's Nick Grau, the junior forward.
There, Vikings bring it up quick now. Garrett Ressa in the paint.
It's Ressa back outside. Shanahan, Schmitz. Schmitz takes a three. Corner, it's Melkonian. Melkonian, he gets fouled and it falls for 2 points. And he'll head to the charity stripe looking for his third.
Foul will be on Nick Grau, his first, team second. So with 2:18 remaining, it will be Melkonian going to the end. One up by, 9 right now, 17-8. Looking to make it 10.
And he just does that, Adam. 18-8 game. Inbounded to Imperator, back to the point guard, Idaspe.
Well, you can see the change in mentality. Herrick's having nothing to play for, and Vikings having everything to play for. So they're really keeping mind of their playoff hopes right now.
Here comes Grau inside. It's a jump shot, no good, from Capel on the left side. And it's Shanahan, stretch pass to Melkonian, who gets blocked hard by Imperator, but he's going to be fouled, and he's going to head back right back to the charity stripe, Adam.
That's going to be a foul on, actually, Will McCreary, interestingly enough, with 154, not on Imperator, who made the block, and Melkonian will look for his fourth and fifth points of the game from the charity strike.
First one's good.
So it was actually the foul on Capel there, excuse me.
And Melkonian makes both, so it's a high score and 20 points in this first quarter for the Vikings. They came out explosive.
Well, the Vikings currently have an average of 11.7. They almost doubled that here in the first quarter of this game.
And they probably will. We'll look to see. One more basket does just that. And here comes Daly off a steal. And then a carry against him.
And you know what? That was a little close on the call there. I think Daly was just gathering the ball, trying to get it. They may have seen, you know, the carry there was a little debatable on the steal, but the Vikings defense, again, has been really nice this game as they have not let Herrick's in the paint.
It's Idaspe back outside. A three put up from Jalaris, excuse me, no good. Tipped outside. It's Ressa keeping it in off the Schmitz of the foot of Schmitz, and it's a jump ball as you see three Vikings on the floor. It's going to be Herrick's ball. It's going to stay here. Great effort from the Highlanders.
Well, it was a jump ball there, and Herrick's has possession, but it will shift the next possession to the Vikings, as we've seen that possession arrow affect games in the past, Chris.
In the post, Imperator jump shot, good.
Nice little floater there from Imperator. He likes to focus his game on those little floaters, trying to get his athletic ability inside.
Here comes Shanahan, Mark Daly at top of the key. Melkonian. Nice shot, rolls in and out from a little hook.
And no one for the rebound there. I mean, you see Ports playing aggressive, but they got to be a little more aggressive on the rebound with good defense by Connor Shanahan on Dospin.
Adaspe guarded by Shanahan. Screen set by Grau. Looks inside, back to Grau. Goes right through his legs and out of bounds at Vikings ball.
Well, Adaspe, he's been very wild with his passes right now. And, you know, guys don't really know when they're coming. As we've seen, no subs so far this game, interestingly enough. So he's playing quick as 40 seconds approaches on the clock. And, you know, he's causing a lot of turnovers early in the game. So Vikings look for the basket.
And Daly runs around the hoop, reverse layup. Unsuccessful. And with 30 seconds remaining in this first quarter, it's a 20-10 Viking lead here at Herricks High School.
Well, you see the Vikings not really going for the rebounds. You saw four Herricks guys under the hoops last time, and you saw, like, Joe Malcone was the only one.
And Joe Larris pulls up. It's good. As he cuts inside, they're in layup.
Well, they're not taking the most constructive shots, but they're making them in. Clock runs down.
And Malconian is another nice little hook for himself. And a long shot looking to beat the buzzer, not even close. But at the end of the first quarter, it is the Vikings 22 and the Highlanders 12.
And we are back here at Herricks High School. I'm Adam Jack alongside Chris Mina, WDOT for Washington, for the Lynn on Home Decor first quarter before beating the Herricks Highlanders and the Port Washington Vikings. Currently, it is 22 for the Vikings and 12 for the Highlanders of the Ekins. Enter second quarter action for the Vikings. Matt Schmitz currently has 6 points and 2 rebounds, and Joe Malconian currently has 7 points for the Vikings. That quarter report is brought to you by Lynn on Home Decor. We will be back with second quarter action right after this short break.
And it's Mark Daly now bringing it out for the Vikings. Garrett Ressa in the paint, back outside Daly. Far side of Shanahan. Shanahan jump shot. It is no good. Rebound by Herricks. It's Jalaris who will bring it across the logo. Jalaris. The far side looks across. It's Adaspe. Carved through the defense. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound from Shanahan. He gets knocked over and that's a foul. That's going to be a push against Herricks.
And that's going to be a foul on Yuval Coriot. His first of the game as he just got into the second quarter. Vikings have all the same starters on the court. For the Highlanders, they've added Yuval Coriot and Will McCreary.
It's Schmitz. Back outside, near side. Shanahan dishes to Ressa. Malconian in the wing, looks across. Daly, top of the key. Looks to make his way through the defense. Nice move! And it trickles just outside. Very close there. And up the other way, it's the Highlanders. 7:03 remaining. It's a 22-12 game. Jump shot from 3-point put up, not even close from Herrick's number one Korea.
That was actually Adaspe on the last shot, but Adaspe's been really wild with his shooting and hasn't been close with his shooting or his passes as he still has 0 points on the game. Joe Malconian brings it up over center court.
Looks to get it to Shanahan, Ressa. The free throw line extended, back across. It's Ressa in the low block, back outside Malconian. Malconian puts it up, no good. A swarm of defenders come away with it for Herricks. Gets the carry up, back outside. It's Helia, excuse me. That was Jalaris makes it with the basket.
And finally, the first points of the game come in within 2 minutes of this quarter. Vikings still lead 22-14, up by 8.
Schmitz comes inside. Malconian back out. It's Ressa. Ressa looking, taking 2 steps, puts it up and trickles in after 2 bounces, 2 high bounces off the rim.
Well, now we're seeing a lot of defenders in the paint for the Highlanders, and they're really doing a good job of keeping that 2-3 zone and keeping the Vikings out of that paint and forcing them to take shots outside, which the Vikings are not doing, and they're really trying to respond by going in there tough.
Adaspe looks for Imperador, puts up a 3, not even close. He got way too much on that.
Oh, Imperator, Adaspe, they've all been shooting not very well tonight.
Ressa looks back to Schmitz. Schmitz fakes the cut inside, and Shanahan from a corner 3, no good. The rebound comes all the way out to Daly, who gets the jump ball. They're going to call a foul against Mark. I didn't see very much there. What about you, Adam?
I didn't really see much on Mark Daly there either. I mean, he was just trying to go for the rebound. If anything, I saw a jump ball. As now for the Vikings, Jack Stolper and John Molina will check in for Joe Malconian and Mark Daly. and Matt Schmitz, as Ben Spear will come in. So the only two Vikings still on the court are Connor Shanahan and Garrett Russell.
Well, it's Corriott on the left wing. Looks hand off. Three put up. No good from Adaspe.
Well, Adaspe still 0 points, and he shot a lot, so FG percentage not helping right now.
And it's Bellini looking for Spear in a give and go. Spear takes it himself. He airballs the hook. No good. And it's Adaspe. Adaspe looks left. Back outside, it's Imperator, top of the key, guarded by Russa. Looks right, he has Corriott. Corriott, nice moves, looks around. Nice crossover as it's Adaspe working on Shanahan.
Adaspe working on Shanahan right now with that crossover, not really getting anywhere behind the back.
And finally looks around, he got McCreary. McCreary back to Jalali. He looks on Bellini, puts up a shot, rolls in and out, rebound by Spear, stretch pass at Shanahan. Shanahan a 3-on-2. A difficult shot, no good from the right low block.
And Port right now is trying to go into the paint, but they're being denied by the Herricks defenders in a nice defense. With halfway through this quarter, we only have 4 points combined for both teams.
And inside the lane, it's blocked away, but a foul's called. McCreary's going to head to the line. I believe it's on Stoper or Spear. We'll wait
and
see.
That's going to be on Spear right there. He blocked him, and he got the contact. And that's with 4:01 remaining. So McCreary will go to the line for his first points of the game, possibly right now. So McCreary, crowd silence from the charity stripe, his first attempt.
No good on the first shot. Still a 10-point game, though,
and
in favor of the Vikings.
Highlanders. Grau for Andrew Imperator. So Grau will go into the mid block for the rebound attempt on McCreary.
Second shot, no good. Rebound by Spear. He's going to get it to Shanahan. About 4 minutes remaining. Shanahan at the top, guarded by Jalaris. Looks Bellini. Bellini, Spear. Spear, Stolper. Ball ping ponging around. Here comes Ressa. Some old-fashioned style as Bellini gets caught, able to keep it alive, and it's going to be a jump ball here. Now this is going to favor the Vikings.
Well, we see
Bellini got caught.
Well, it's actually going to favor Herricks.
Well,
I'm not sure how the possession arrow is working tonight, Chris, but I'm not sure that was a jump ball, maybe. They did change the possession arrow, but...
Well, that
I'm
was supposed
exactly
to be forced
sure
ball. If that was a jump ball, that was supposed to be forced.
Well, maybe... We'll see if that affects the game later, but 3:32 as Herricks now has the ball.
And it's Adaspe cutting through the lane. The left hand, nice layup from him. 8 points,
first
differential.
First points for him.
And he's taking a hell of a lot of shots, Adam.
He's taking a heck of a lot of shots, Chris. I believe they're definitely over 10. Spear takes the three.
And he airballs that.
And he's airballed his two shot attempts now as he'll come out for Matt Schmitz. Mark Daly will come in, and Joe Malcone will come in for John Bellini and Jack Stoper. So we'll get some familiar faces back in the game, the starting lineup again, as Herricks will have the ball. But yeah, as you were saying, Adaspe's a lot of shots, only one make right there. He's been going down quickly, and the SUNY Cortland commit is going to need a change of pace of this game in order to come back. They're down 8 right now.
Adaspe back outside. It's McCreary. McCreary, nice move, and great defense by Schmitz with the block. Rest of the other way. He puts it up, and he gets fouled by Corriott, who does not agree with the referee.
Well, Corriott, his second foul, so they might have to sub for him soon. As Ressa goes to the line, but it was a nice defensive block by Matchmiss. As I said, he has 2 blocks on the night. He's showing he can play all facets of the game as a replacement for Daniel Dash, as Andrew Imperator looks to check in back in for the Herricks Highlanders. Ressa?
No good on the first. He's not the greatest free throw shooter. And it is Corriott, as you predicted, coming out for Imperator.
Yeah, Corriott, 2 fouls, just a little too much for the first half. He couldn't risk getting one more in this half. About 3 minutes remaining. So Ressa tries for his first points of the game.
No good there. Rebound by Imperator. He'll hold on and get into Adaspe with 2:45 remaining. Same score, 24-16. It's Adaspe in the corner. Gets trapped by a double team, breaks out as he passes it. he passed it to Grau, who cuts inside. He gets, the referee blows the whistle here, waiting for a call. I think it's an offensive call.
Yeah, it's gonna be a foul against Shalera. Right there. And it'll give the Vikings the ball. Joe Monconi looked to bring up the Vikings, scoring 22 in the last quarter, only 2 this quarter, with 2:35 left. So they're going to increase their offense a little bit.
And there's Melconi and doubling the total score. And then great dish from Shanahan.
So leading by 10 is the Vikings, as the refs will call a stoppage of play. Not sure exactly what that was about. He's talking to the scoring table right now. Maybe it was the shot clock or the game clock that was not running, or there was a technical issue, which I believe is the problem. So they are going to change the game clock. Right now it says 2:25 on the game clock, so it was 2:35 before, so they take off 10 seconds from the game clock as Dino Gilaris will look to get it in. He'll get it in to Dospe in the backcourt, and Dospe will bring it up on Shanahan.
Dospe. It's getting guarded by Shanahan, screen set by McCreary. The junior looks across, he has a nice cutting, Adasa, who gets fouled. And he's gonna go to the line, very weak foul there. I didn't see anything.
And that's gonna be on Joe Melkonian. I didn't really see anything on Melkonian right there. But Imperatore will have a chance to go for the line. He'll look to add on to his point total with 2:12 remaining. Crowd quiets down, Adasa.
Imperator, good on the first.
Imperator, flush free throw there. He'll look to make his second to make the point. That's an 8.
Second one rolls in after a full second on the rim. Eventually, it falls. Melkodian with about 2 minutes, 10 seconds. It's Shanahan. The left wing. Screen set by Schmitz. Schmitz looks in the paint. Guarded by Gilaris, but now it's outside. It's Daly, the far side. Melkonian trapped in the corner, gets it out to Schmitz. Inside, it's Melkonian. He gets held by Adaspe. That was a clear foul. Looks like almost like an intentional one there, Adam.
Yeah, definitely a clear foul. Yeah, it did almost look like intentional. He was holding him there. Adaspe's first foul of the game. Herrick's 8th, I believe. And Melkonian will go to the line because it is there. Well, 7th, excuse me. So they will go to the line because of that, because they are in the 1-1. So Melkonian look to make his first.
No good on the bonus shot. It's Adaspe with a 145, 26-18. An 8-point affair here in Harris, New York. Grau into the post, back outside with McCreary and Adaspe. Looks across. Nice shot. Great defense by Schmitz as he blocks Grau.
Third block of the game for him as the Vikings come up the court.
It's Daly, puts on the brakes. Nice move in and out. Daly with the putback attempt. And now they're going to call a foul against Mark Daly. He tried to strip it away from Harris' defender. And not a great call there, Adam.
And that's Daly's second foul of the game. That's going to hurt him going forward. They're not going to take him out with 1:23 to go. But still, nonetheless, he'll have to play a little careful down the stretch as Imperator brings it up the left wing.
Imperator looks around back at the Grau. Grau, Adaspe. Adaspe. Looking like a pinball machine here. Ball flings everywhere. But as you see, some good ball movement, but it's McCreary forcing a shot. It's good from the right low block. He went up, used the body, and then slowed down, waited, and then was able to get up and in. And Daly, nice spin move. It's good. Mark Daly. Good zone hook shot.
Nice little flush floater there from Daly as they take the 8-point lead, 28-20. 40 seconds remaining for the Highlanders.
And it's McCreary looking inside the Grau, guarded by Schmitz. Back out. It's Adaspe driving on Shanahan. He gets fouled by Shanahan. And it looks like he's going to be shooting too.
And that will be the first foul on Connor Shanahan with 34.4 remaining. So Port will look for their final possession. The shot clock will be turned off. 35-second shot clock in high school basketball. Here, Section 8, New York, as Adaspe makes his first.
I believe that's your third point today.
That's true, and I guess these shots don't count against the field goal percentage, but he sure has shot a lot.
And the second one's good, so make that four. Milkonian, and once again, you said the shot clock is shut off. They're going to look to take the final shot here.
Milkonian slowly bringing it over the Herricks logo. Herricks fans cheering for their defense to stop them. Fort only has 6 points this quarter. They're being outscored 10-6. They look to change that, maybe with a little two-pointer or a three as this half comes down to a close. 12 seconds remaining.
Back to the Shanahan. Shanahan guarded by Delay. Screen set. And here comes a nice behind-the-back pass. It's Viking both 5.3, a risky pass by Shanahan as he tried to go behind the back, and it was knocked out of bounds by a Herrick defender as he looked to get Ressa.
Well, they'll look for a quick basket here. Probably look to get Ressa, I imagine, over his shoulder. They will.
And this clock starts. And with Daly, a buzzer beater, no good. But you saw the Herrick fans, they gave Port a little pressure as they missed the shot clock purposely to maybe hope so they could get a quick shot. They were about 3 seconds off, but it was the Vikings who didn't shoot. They were aware of the time, and Daly hadn't shot for a buzzer beater, but he did not convert. Once again, end of the half, it is 28 Vikings, 22 Highlanders.
And for WDOT Station ID, I'm Adam Jackman alongside Chris Mead from CLM Sports Production. We'll be right back with our Arena Sports Halftime Report. Coming to you from Herricks High School in New Hyde Park, New York, I'm Adam Jackman, and it is your Arena Sports Halftime Report. It's Port Washington Vikings basketball here on WDOT Port Washington. The Vikings currently lead the Herricks Highlanders 28-22 after one half of play. The stars of the half for Port, number 24, Matt Schmitz, currently has 6 points, 3 blocks, and a couple of assists. Also, Joe Malconian, 8 points, and a few nice floaters, and Garrett Ressa, a few nice layups and some free throws. Just want to explain to you further about the playoff picture in this conference. We explained to you before how there are some important matchups taking place tonight around the league and potential seeding if the conference games ended today as they do. But we'll have to wait to see how that schedule comes out as the week progresses. So the conference AA is made up of three different conferences: Conference AA1, Conference AA2, and Conference AA3. The potential games that have impact on the playoff picture are between Baldwin and Plainview JFK. Baldwin is currently the number one seed in Conference AA with an 11-0 record, and they are playing Plainview JFK right now at Plainview JFK. Plainview is currently 4-14. Not likely they'll win that game, so Walmart looks to remain in that top seed with home court advantage throughout playoffs. In other parts of the conference, Conference AA1, Oceanside plays Uniondale today. 6:30 p.m. start on that one. Uniondale currently number two in the Conference AA2 with 11-1 record. Oceanside not in the top 12, so Uniondale is predicted winner for that one, looking to stay in their number two spot. For another impactful game in Conference AA1 is Hempstead v. Farmingdale. Farmingdale currently 10th in the conference with Hempstead not anywhere close to the top 10, so Farmingdale will look to maybe increase their lot in the playoffs with a win over Hempstead. Another game in Conference AA1, Massapequa against Syosset. Massapequa, one of the favorites coming into the season to maybe go to a high playoff spot and do some damage in this Conference AA. But however, they have not played a great season as Port beat them in their first win of the season, 41-39. In Conference AA3, there are some important games as well. Calhoun against MacArthur. Calhoun currently 6th in the conference. They have a home court game as of right now. If they lose that game to unranked MacArthur, they can be potentially pushed out of that. Another game to look at is Valley Stream Central against Manhasset. Manhasset hanging on to that number 11 spot. With a loss there, they could be potentially kicked out. And they look to win over Valley Stream Central, who is currently 8th in the conference. So the predicted winner will be Valley Stream Central, but it could be a close game at the end. The final impactful game for Conference AA3 is MEPM against Great Neck South. As you remember, some of our diligent listeners, earlier in the season, the Vikings played the Great Neck South Rebels, early in the season, their third game. They lost by 10, 24-44, and we had an interview with one of the stars of the game afterwards in a 21-point outing, 24-point outing, David Sobs-Zerbo, who lit it up absolutely for the Great Neck South Rebels, and they will look to beat MEPM, who is also unranked. Great Neck South, the highest they've ever been in the past 5 years, number 3rd in the conference right now. They look to keep that up with an 8-1 record so far in the conference. So we're almost back to the action here on WDOT Port Washington with 1:45 remaining in the halftime festivities. We look to get action underway in the second half between the Port Washington Vikings and the Herricks Highlanders. For CLM Sports, I'm Adam Jackman, and I will be joining you shortly for the second half. This has been a Arena Sports Halftime Report.
Welcome back to second half action. It's between the Vikings and the Highlanders. Vikings up 28-22, start of the third quarter on Herrick Senior Night.
So the Vikings, interestingly, are given the ball. They've had the ball every time the quarter started. They've had the ball. They had the ball in the opening of the first quarter, the second quarter, and now the third quarter as they get the ball here.
And Schmidt's coming inside. And he gets fouled, but tipped out. Excuse me, he gets blocked, but tipped out of bounds, so it's going to be Viking ball.
And Matt Schmidt trying to go for his 8th points of the game there to no avail, gets blocked by Imperator. Nice job by the senior.
Well, it's Garrett Resig collects his own rebound off the hook, forces it to Schmidt. Schmidt gets fouled, and he'll head to the line.
And that will be on number 1, Yuval Coriot, his 3rd foul of the game. So he's in a little bit of foul trouble there for the Highlanders with 7:46 remaining as Dino Gilaris will look to check in for the Highlanders. And I think we all know who he's checking in for as Mitch will take his first free throw and miss. And he will check in for Yuval Coriot, as suspected, with 3 fouls. So, Matt Schmidt's looking for his 7th points of the game here. Up 28-22 for the Vikings.
And that shot is no good from Schmidt. Usually electric from the line. But it's a stretch pass. It's Grau. Grau guarded by Bailey. Looks around. Back outside. Jump shot put up. No good. It was McCreary overshooting it. Ressa fakes the 3, looks to Schmidt. Schmidt to Shanahan, back out Daly, top of the key. Looks right, settles down. Schmidt on the right wing, Daly in the corner. Nice ball movement here by the Vikings. It's now Ressa between his legs, working on Grau. Back outside, Schmidt. Schmidt in the left wing. It's Melkoni at the top of the key. Shot clock approaches 10 seconds. And it's Shanahan settling down. He does a nice move, cuts inside, no good on the layup. Rebound by Gilaris.
Beautiful crossover there by Shanahan. Just couldn't finish from the left side as Harris brings it up. Imperator from the right wing.
Imperator, they're going to call, I think a charge against him.
I think that was against McCreary.
Oh, so it's an offensive. I thought that was a charge. I mean, nonetheless.
Yeah, that was a charge. Nonetheless. It was against the offense.
Nonetheless, it is Vikings ball, up by 6, 1:10 into the second half.
Mark Daly bringing out Connor Shanahan, looking to get some points on the board for him. He's been relatively quiet up to now. Daly has not. He's been vital for the offense.
And gets back to Shanahan. Gonna go from the next door neighbors, or I guess you could say across the street. They live right next to each other. And Schmidt's looking inside. Daly, nice move. And it's going up and in. It's Garrett Ressa on the nice feed from the outside. And it's Ressa cutting in towards the hoop with 2 points.
And
similar play to Garrett. As Shanahan across. Screen set by Russell on Grau. Looks around. Daly in the corner. The left side. Makes his way across. Has Schmitz on the right wing. Settles down. The call. Travel against Schmitz. Second time he's called on travel today.
Well, Dooley talking to him. He's got to either, you know, set his feet or he's got to go there up with the ball. He's got to make a good shot make there, as Dooley is telling him. But he's also got to look to set his feet and maybe get some dribbles, maybe drive there to the basket, as he is 6'3", and he can do that.
And here comes McCreary, guarded by Schmitz. Nice move. It trickles along the rim. No good. Schmitz with the rebound. He kicks out to Daly. He's going to stretch the court here, but Harris defense just sprints back and able to prevent the odd man rush.
Down by Schmitz on the other end as he gets the ball right now.
And it's from Daly to Milkonian. Milkonian cuts inside, puts on the pivot, the duck in, no good. Rebound by Imperator.
Well, almost 3 minutes in, we've only seen 4 points total as Edosper brings it up. Trying a little crossover there, one-on-one against Connor Shanahan.
And now it's Grau. Grau back outside. Edosper. Screen set by Grau for Edosper with a nice feed from Edosper inside Grau. And they just... both of them just manhandled the Vikings defense.
And a beautiful little pick and roll there to Grau. And they were totally mesmerized. Vikings defense totally mesmerized on that play. As Lewis Blakeman looks to check in for the Vikings as there's cheers of defense from the Herricks crowd. And they're getting lively here as Imperator blocks Daly. As Lewis Blakeman, a.k.a. Slew, will come in for the Vikings, replacing Matt Schmitz. And Chris, I know you mentioned him before the game, you know, either Schmitz or Lewis Blakeman to come in for the game to be that big man. So Lewis will look to show his presence down there in the paint.
And Shanahan with a three, it's good from outside. Connor Shanahan expanding the range from another zip code.
Well, Connor Shanahan, great, nice, long three there. As Dosby takes another one.
And back to back. Another two long threes in a row as the two teams cancel out with some great offensive explosions. Shanahan settles down, looks to Milkonian. Milkonian screens up by Russell, slows down, guarded by Dosby. Gets it to Blakeman in the post, tipped away by McCreary. Blakeman never had possession of it. Adaspe, a three of his own, no good. That was a forced shot, almost looking like a buzzer beater fashion. Terrible shot selection. Daly settles down. Blakeman in the post, puts it up. No good on the layup.
Blakeman, nice little try there as Adaspe brings it up. He tried to be efficient in the paint as Daly almost steals it away.
And he tried to block Adaspe. Daly
will be a foul.
And Daly, with a great play, goes up trying to disrupt the steal. He gets knocked to the ground. Then he dives across the floor trying to steal from Grau, but Grau with great sportsmanship helps him to his feet. And Daly gives him a little pat in the back.
It'll be the second foul on Mark Daly in the game. 3:44 remaining in this quarter, the third.
Here comes Jalaris back to outside to Adaspe, guarded by Ressa. Here Joe Malconian calling the screens outside, but it's Adaspe with a nice move.
That was Imperator right there.
Excuse me, Imperator.
Game is within two as Herricks has gone on a 9-5 run in this quarter.
Milkonian to Daly. To Lewis Blakeman on the wing. Gets it across Shanahan. Shanahan cuts inside. He gets hacked by a combination of Imperator and Jalaris. And he's going to head to the line.
It will be on McCreary.
McCreary, well, like, all second. Three on the list there. All bodying Shanahan, knocking him to the ground after the shot, well, as he was trying to attempt the shot. And Jack Stolper's, the senior, is going to check into the game for the Vikings following this first foul shot.
So, Shanahan looking for the shot.
He's good on the first, so that extends the lead to 34-31 with 3:08 remaining. It's Stolper in for Milkonian.
So the Herricks crowd was getting a little hyped here as they have a near capacity crowd here on senior night looking to support their four seniors graduating and going off to college as Shanahan will make his second free throw. Up by four, 3:08, 35-31 Vikings as Adaspe brings it up from the left side, going to our left at the near side.
Adaspe gets to Imperator. He chucks up a three, no good. Rebound combination of Blakeman and Stolper tipping it to Shanahan. He'll bring it across. Stretches the Daly. Daly settles, looks to duck in. Shanahan, a corner three from the left side. It's good. Nothing but net for Connor Shanahan.
Shanahan has caught fire. When he's caught fire, you got to look out for him.
And Jalaris, a three of his own. It's good.
Trading buckets here as Herricks down by four, looking to hang in this game with the Vikings and their high-powered offense.
And it's Ressa on the baseline, looks outside. Daly, a nice jump shot. Baseline, Jay, it's good. Mark Daly.
Well, Daly's going to need to take that baseline, Jay, in order to score some points because they're eliminating the Vikings from the paint right now.
And Imperator gets blocked by, it's Jalaris blocked by Stolper, and it's going to be, I believe, Herrick's ball. Mark Daly leading the crowd. He's had an excellent pass sequence.
Timeout by Herricks with 2:05 remaining. So we will be right back. Vikings lead by 6, 40-34. We are back here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Adam Jack alongside Chris Spina. 40 for the Vikings, 34 for the Highlanders. 2:05 left in the third quarter. As Jordy Dosby for the Highlanders, Andrew Imperator for the Highlanders will look to get it out for them on our left side, near side. Gets it into Jalaris.
And Jalaris gets to Imperator in the paint. Good defense from Blakeman and Ressa to prevent the 2 points there. And it's Daly stretching the court the other way. Daly looks inside, back outside. Blakeman guarded by McCreary. Blakeman gets it back out. Nice pass to Daly. It's Stolper on the right baseline. Looks to cut inside. Slows down. Looks around. It's Ressa at the right wing. Free throw line extend. He takes a three. It's good. Garrett Ressa from downtown. I believe that's his first three of the year.
And that's what you do not expect is Daniel Dash holding up the three side from the bench as they're all getting excited there, up by nine.
And it's Ressa fouled. Ressa fouls, I believe, Adaspe.
It'll be Ressa's first foul of the game with 1:28 to go. And Ressa, feeling really confident in his stroke, hasn't really shot the ball a lot today, but he flushed that three through as Adaspe looked to take his shot from the charity stripe.
And we haven't seen a lot of Ben Spear recently, as Adaspe misses his first. After that air ball earlier on, he's stayed on the bench looking to check back into the game, watching.
Well, I think Blakeman's playing decently on the defensive end. Now Adaspe makes his second free throw, and Blakeman just needs to show a little more on the offensive end to show he's worth keeping out there. As Bellini now brings it to the left wing.
Johnny puts on the brakes and gets to Ressa Daly. Daly top of the key. Slows down, looks for Stolper. Stolper between his legs, guarded by Jalaris. Back outside, Bellini trying to give the moves to Adaspe. Blakeman looks to check, nowhere to go, runs around. It's Stolper. Stolper in the post, way too much on the layup, no good.
Yeah, he thought he needed a little too much, trying to go up there hard, as Bellini's going to put some good defense on Adaspe. Watch out for Johnny Bellini.
Bellini stays with him, forces a pass across. It is Jalaris trapped in the corner, but back outside, it's McCreary to Adaspe, guarded by Bellini, the team's premier defender, screen set by Grau. It's Blakeman who helps the giveaway as it's Ressa. Great defense on Adaspe as he had to throw it away, and it was received by Ressa, who brought it across. Daly puts up a three, no good, rebound by Grau with 30. Force pass, it's stolen by Stolper, and I believe they're going to hold on to the clock here for the final shot. It's Mark Daly. Shot clock turned off. 18 seconds.
So Daly looked to getting it at to a down to about 12, probably, as they did last time. 12 seconds. And he looked to get the play started.
And with 10 and 8, it's Bellini. Bellini cuts inside, looks outside. Back Stolper, a buzzer beater. Way too early. Although, is the crowd again with 0.6 seconds. Giving him a little early as they were trying to force
and it's
a shot.
Going to be a foul. It's going to be a foul on Port. So there's 0.6 seconds left. Not exactly sure who was on Port Washington there. I believe it was on Johnny Bellini.
And it's stolen by Daly. Cuts up a shot. It hits the rim. But nonetheless, nothing doing there. It's an 8-point Viking lead going into the fourth quarter, a score of 43-35.
We are back here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Adam Jackman alongside Chris Mina, a CLM Sports production. The Vikings currently lead the Herricks Highlanders 43-35, and it is your Yummy Gyro third quarter report. And the start of the game right now, I got to say, Chris, is Mark Daly. He's been lighting it up, good jump shots, a good three and great defense down the end. He's had a couple of steals, and he's really been playing well. But in this final quarter, up 9 for the Vikings, Connor Shanahan maybe looks to get on fire as we see Ben Spear maybe checking in for the second time this game as the Vikings and the Highlanders start the third quarter, coming back right here on WDOT for Washington.
So it's going to be Jalaris inbounding it as it's Harris' ball. And Adam, you said the Vikings had the first three quarters. It's because Harris won the tip, but the Vikings got possession. Just wanted to bring it up after. Forgot a little bit as the play was quite interesting, but it is Imperator bringing it across the logo for Harris. Puts a move on Ressa. Back outside, it's McCreary and Adaspe. Adaspe, guarded by Daly. Cuts inside. He's going to be getting called travel against Adaspe. And we're waiting. The refs are holding up, and they're going to make a substitution. Coming into the game is Greg Capel in place of Imperator.
And Imperator looks like he's limping off the court, holding and biting his jersey right now. That doesn't look like a good sign for Imperator, who is a baseball commit. Doesn't want to get injured, you know, during playing basketball.
And here comes Spear. Spear fakes a three, gets it inside. It's Shanahan who gets fouled.
Beautiful fake three pass by Ben Spear. That was fluid right there, as it's going to be a foul on, I believe, not sure exactly who it was down there. I believe it was Jalaris.
First shot's good.
Shanahan.
And it is no good. And we just saw the administration talk to the parents of the administration talk to the seniors about being polite, I believe. And I think that includes the countdown chant we will see at the end of this quarter. But I don't think the Vikings will be forcing a shot unless it comes down to the wire. Here comes Daly. Fourth quarter action. It is a 9-point lead for the Vikings. Garrett Ressa inside, nice move. Rebound by Spear, puts it up, too much. And the layup with the left hand, no good. Rebound by Brown. And it'll be Adaspe bringing it across the half stripe.
Adaspe looking to go on Bellini, who it's kicked off of Bellini, and it will be Herrick's ball. But Bellini playing great defense there as Imperator will come back in the game with a little bit of a limp still, but he'll come into play. Maybe not the smartest decision in a worthless game for the Highlanders. But
I mean, but it is his last game.
It is
he
his
wants
last
to
game, but, you know, getting injured for, you know, your college career in baseball may not be the smartest decision. But anyway, Adaspe, Gohan, Bellini, who's playing great D.
Gets to the Capel back outside. Jalaris a three. It's good.
Dino Jalaris, nice three there, and that will put the Highlanders within six. Shanahan bringing up the defensive chance starting again for the Highlanders fans.
Bellini gets it to Daly. Daly looks around, gets to Ressa. Ressa, the left wing, makes the side, takes two steps. They're going to call a foul, I believe.
And the foul looked to be on...
It's on Will McCreary.
Yes, I believe Will McCreary. His second foul of the game. 6:15 remaining.
And it's going to be inbounded to Ressa. It's Daly. Daly outside. Three-pointer from Shanahan. Nothing but net behind the arc from Connor Shanahan in the right wing.
Connor Shanahan, three three-pointers tonight as Adaspe brings it up for the Highlanders. He's really fluffing this shot.
Imperator, nice move on the Euro step. Cut inside. No good. It's Bellini stretching it up. Bellini puts up a floater. He gets fouled. They're going to call a charge against Jalaris.
Definitely right to call the charge on Bellini there. I mean, there's no question that he rammed into him. And I think it was pretty clear, you know, Bellini trying to make that nice little floater there, but just couldn't get it to land and went up with the knee. So that's where I really feel like he went with the charge. As the Vikings will go for the full court press here. 5:55 remaining. It's a game clock just now started, so that looked like a little bit of an error. That could affect it if it comes down to crucial seconds. But the Vikings leading 46-38.
And Spear with a nice steal. As he read the Imperator's vision in the paint. As Daly, who gets fouled. It's going to be, no, they're not calling a foul. They're going to say it's knocked off Mark Daly. Although he got rammed by three defenders. And I thought that was clearly a foul. Clearly.
And they will award the Vikings the ball there. As the foul will be on Herricks. Not sure who was on.
I don't think it's a foul, Adam. I think it was tipped out of bounds off Herricks, not Mark Dale. And they did change the clock.
So, with the change of clock now, 5:35. We're up 47-38. Garrett gets the inbound, stolen away by Greg Capel.
And it's Daspe. Coach Kinsella telling him to spread the court. Air ball, no good. As even here, the supporters from, wait a minute, believe this didn't end one, he'll head to the line, but as I was saying before, it was, even the Herrick supporters started chanting the air ball chant for, against their own team.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound good, and that will be a foul on Imperator, with 5:14 remaining, and Bellini, with his first points of the game, looks to make it three here. He won't on the miss, but a nice almost and one by John Bellini.
Here comes Adaste, slows down, gets Imperator. Imperator, nice pass to Capel. Imperator goes inside, he gets fouled, going up, and I think...
And it will be on Garrett Ressa, his third, about 5 minutes remaining. And just about John Bellini, he's been, his offense, you know, he hasn't had that many points, his match minutes look to check in, but his defense, I mean, impeccable as the game has moved on.
As well as Coriot, and the first shot is good.
Herricks now down by 10, 49-39. So Coriot checking in on the left inside block.
No good from the second one, and it's Mark Daly. 5 minutes remaining. It's a 10-point affair at Herricks High School in New York. Crispina, Adam Jackman, WDOT, Port Washington. The sound of Schreiber as Spears just got blocked hard by, I believe, Imperator, but he's going to put it up now. Air ball there, second time today. An easy floater. It's not been Spears' game. And we're going to see Melkonian look to come into the game.
And Melkonian will look to probably come in for Spear, but the air ball there, his third of the game.
As it will, we're going to call an and-one.
And Connor Shanahan and Imperator gets the and-one.
So Spears immediately taken out.
Not his night. I mean, you know, Coach Dewey supporting him, but, you know, just missing his shots as Daspe looks to cut the deficit to 7.
It's good.
Herricks will call a timeout, excuse me, with 4:35 remaining. 49 for the Vikings, 42 for the Highlanders, and we will come back after this short break. We are back here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Adam Jackman, alongside Chris Speed, 4:35 remaining in the game between the Port Washington Vikings at 49 and the Herricks Highlanders at 42. And the Vikings will have it as John Bellini looks to check it in from our left side.
Shanahan caught in the press, gets it to Melkonian. 4:30 remaining. And a swarm of defenders as Melkonian keeps spinning around, gets caught, flings it across to Bellini, and he'll get it to Daly. Daly settles across, gets to Shanahan in the corner. It's tipped out of bounds. Viking ball. It was knocked off Coriot.
Well, the defense is now really starting to pump up for Herricks as they know it's crunch time and they know they want to win this game down 7. So they're going to have to play some tight D on court, which they are. Finally gets it into Matt Schmitz from Daly.
And Shanahan looks to Daly. On the left wing, cuts inside. Back outside, it's Schmitz. Schmitz. And he got fouled by Capel, even though he converted the animal, even though he converted the shot after the foul. They're going to call it on Greg Capel.
So 4:05 remaining. Capel with his foul right there as Schmitz looks to go to the line. He missed two earlier. Looks to correct that free throw percentage now with some timely shots here. Could put Port up by 9.
And it's good. First shot from Schmitz.
So Herricks has 7 fouls, so that's why Schmitz got sent to the line for the 1-1 as Grau comes in for Capel. Grau on the low left block. Schmitz looking to make his second free throw of the game out of his four attempts. And he will do just that. Rookie bounce for Schmitz. With leads 51-42. 4 minutes remaining.
Here comes Adaspe, guarded by Bellini. He flings it across, a cross court pass to Jalaris, who that looked like a travel, took three steps, no call. A forced difficult shot, it's Adaspe for two. And the baseline, Jay, with Bellini all over him.
So seven, down seven, as it is foul on Yuval Corey on his fourth. On that will be on Joe Malcone, so Joe Malcone will go to the line for the 1-1. Coriot cannot keep himself out of foul trouble tonight. He's one foul away from fouling out, as Malconian will look to make some more free throws for the Vikings at the charity stripe. Malconian's been pretty good so far today. Looks to improve on that, and he will. Malconian makes his first. So the Vikings take the 8-point lead, 3:44 remaining. Malconian looks to make it 9 here with the second shot. No one on the right block for Port. It won't matter as he makes that one too.
Here comes Adaspe. For Herbs. Adaspe looks to Grau. Grau guarded by Bellini and Schmitz. Puts up a shot. It bounces 3 times off the rim and finally falls, bringing it back to a 7-point game. It's Bellini guarded by Adaspe. Uses his acceleration. He gets caught but is able to force it inside to Shannon, who gets it to Schmitz. Stolen away by Yuval Corriott.
Risky play by Corriott. That could have been called a foul if he hit his hand.
And that would have been 5.
Looks to check in.
Adaspe no good on the shot, spinning around, and it's Daly looking to bring it across. Heavy press here for Herricks as it's approaching crunch time, 3 minutes remaining.
Down 7, they look to keep it 7 with 3 minutes. They'll have to get it closer than that to win this game. Malcone from the left wing.
Gets into a cutting Daly from Schmitz. Daly puts it up. It's good. Mark Daly, 2 key points.
Mark Daly putting his star of the game recognition on show here in the final clutch minutes of this game. Now up by 9. Adaspe looks to make a clutch play here.
Yeah, difficult shot. It's a nice alley-oop attempt. No slam dunk, but it was caught by Imperiot.
So nice little dump in. Imperator, and he'll make it down 7, keeping at that 7-point deficit as Shanahan gets tipped out of his hands.
And Melkonian gets fouled hard by Imperator, and he'll have the line as it was knocked away. Joe came in with speed, but the thing I wanted to bring up, Adam, is the alley-oop. That was a beautiful play, a beautiful pass by Adaspe to get a running Imperator from the left elbow. He took flight. Caught it around the low block in midair and put it up for three.
Great athlete, and he just showed it right there as Malconian flush from the free throw line as he's making his clutch free throws right now. Up 56-48, up by 8 right now, looking to make it 9. Malconian, if he keeps hitting these, he'll definitely be in contention for a star of the game. Malconian, and
he's
again,
good.
Flush. He is very nice with that stroke. As the Vikings take the 9-point lead again, as Corriott comes up on Daly over the logo.
Corriott looks cross. Jalaris gets it to Imperator. Imperator guarded by Ressa, puts it up. It rolls in and out, but it's Malconian fighting with Corriott.
And it looks to be on the possession of Vikings, and it will stay with the Vikings as Mark Daly gets it out from our left baseline. As they thought, the Vikings actually thought they were going to the other basket. That might have been not very good, but they corrected themselves. The press is coming here for Herricks, trying to keep Port at bay.
A long pass for Malconian to Ressa, and Schmitz with 2 points.
So Schmitz, nice 2 points there as Vikings take the 11-point lead with 1:44 remaining.
Adaspe guarded by Shanahan, back to Jalaris by Malconian. Jalaris. Too far for Imperator, who expresses anger in a yell.
Well, you know, it's his final game of his career as now some Highlanders will have to check in. It will be Will McCrary, Zoo, and Jarrah Zoo. Brutus. Excuse me, Memon for Jalaris, Dasbay, and Imperator, who look like they'll have their final minutes taken away right there. So that'll be the end for them as Port will get it to Garrett Ressa. He's coming down. They're not going to take any unnecessary shots here. Just look to wind down this game up by 11.
Well, you hear the crowd chanting, "We want seniors," as they're obviously upset that they're all taken out. Here comes Shanahan with a 117.
I don't exactly agree with that move as Connor Shanahan looks to increase his point totals. Will miss there. Rebounded, and Memon will bring it up.
And Memon, the sophomore, steps across Growl. He's going to head to the line as he is fouled by, I believe, Melkonian.
Growl, nice little move there and pass from Memon, but it will be a foul on Joe Melkonian with 107 remaining. So Growl look to get his third and fourth points of the game from the charity stripe, his first attempts.
And you could see, do you know Jalaris putting on his senior shirt over the jersey, not looking like he's going to come in for the rest of the game.
So Growl making that one as number 12, Vinny Sakani, will look to come in as well. And also number 23, Nick Affronti, and number 20, not number 20, another Herx player looks to check in as Growl will take his second free throw and he'll make it.
Good on the first shot.
So it'll be number 33, Chris Jerezunis, checking in for the Highlanders.
And Daly
goes to the bench.
Daly looks across at Shanahan with a minute remaining. It's an 9-point game in favor of the Vikings.
59-50 right now.
Cutting Melkonian puts it up. He gets fouled, I believe, by Affronti.
Foul for Affronti in his first minutes, 52 seconds remaining.
It was either Sakrani or Affronti.
I think it was actually Sakrani. So his first foul, nonetheless. And Joe Melkonian will look to keep his hot hand rolling from the charity stripe here as he's made his last six.
It's good.
Melkonian flush with that shot, as you can hear some of the Viking faithful here give their approval. Melkonian tries to go 8-for-8.
It trickles in, rolls in and out. And I don't think that's the Vikings faithful. I think that's the Herx fans. It's the Herx fans who were calling his name out. Well, not his name out, as it's knocked off a Affronti out of bounds, but it's the Herx trying to disrupt him after yelling as he was trying to shoot the throw.
And now Mark Daly taking from our near side, left side, as 43 seconds remaining. Look to the second to last possession here. As Joe Melkonian will bring it down. Shot clock at 30 right now. 38 seconds, eight second differential. So Herx will get the final possession of the game, unless there is a foul call, of course.
And it's Ressa. It's about 20 on the shot clock, 28 in the game. Back outside Daly from 3-point land, no good. Rebound by Herx, number 12, Sakrani.
And then we'll get it, 19 seconds. Look like the final possession for the Herx season.
Shot put up, no good from Sakrani. And you can see Sakrani's not wearing sports glasses right now, as Shanahan with the rebound is just going to look to dribble it out. With 2 seconds and one, final score for the Vikings, 61, Herx 50. And next time we'll be speaking, the Vikings will be in the postseason.
And we will come back to you shortly with our Healthy Kids Pediatrics post-game report. The Vikings take this one. They move to 11-8 on the season, 8-4 in the conference, and look to play in the playoffs come next week.
Welcome back to the Healthy Kids Pediatrics post-game report. Crispina Adam Jackman, WDOT Port Washington, bringing coverage of a final regular season game between Port Washington Vikings and the Herx Highlanders. Final score 61-50. The Vikings go 2-0 against this Herx squad this year.
Well, we're now going to start with our Stars game, but before we do, the Vikings, if all the seedings hold out from tonight's game, they will be playing Valley Stream Central in an away game as of now, but it could change by the end of the night. So our third star of the game, will be Connor Shanahan. He was clutch with three threes, and he had a lot of assists to match in his final senior regular season game. Chris?
Well, thank you for tuning into our show, but first we have to go through the stars of the game. Point guard Connor Shanahan is going to be our third star of the game, Adam.
So, our second star of the game, as I already said, Connor Shanahan will be our third. Our second star of the game will be Mark Daly. He had a nice game, nice jumpers, a nice three, and some nice defense with three steals on the day. And our first star of the game will be Joe Malkonian. He had some nice free throws toward the end, 8 points in free throws, and some nice defense and some clutch moves. So that'll do it for us here at WDOT Port Washington, a CLM Sports production. I'm Adam Jackman alongside Chris Fina. The Vikings win 61-50.
And we'll catch you next time for some postseason action here on WDOT.